Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Ann and Nancy Wilson bringing us back to Wilson Sisters. That's Heart, their band. One of their great songs. 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Giovanni Cortolo is our guest. Giovanni is the Vice President of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. uschamber.com is the website. They do a great job of Giovanni does, especially in his work, standing up for you and me inside the Beltway, at the administration, regardless of the president who's occupying the building, and the Congress, regardless of which party's in charge, they're up there fighting for the things that matter to you and me. Giovanni, thank you for the good work you do. I want to go back and talk about one of the things that was one of the top three things that I reported on the very first year I was on the air, Giovanni. One of them was the bankruptcy law. The second one was was medical health care. And the third one, not necessarily in this order, was Kyoto.
Ah.
I was reporting on Kyoto in 97 and 98. And I remember the whole thing. I had experts that were on my show talking about this. Seems like I may have had some U.S. Chamber folks on the show in those days. That was before I met you. And what I reported was, what I wound up reporting was that Kyoto in 98 was requiring American businesses, if we signed it, the accord, it required American businesses to reduce our carbon footprint to 1990 levels. In other words, we only had to go back like a decade. And it failed in the Senate. We didn't ratify it. America didn't. It failed 98-0. That was a bipartisan smackdown of the Clinton administration's desire to get us to sign Kyoto. Now France signed it, England signed it, Germany signed it, Italy signed it, all those other countries signed it. Now fast forward to 2000, and the second decade of the 21st century, and now Giovanni, what have we got? America is complying with Kyoto. I mean, here it is now, 25 years later, 15 years later, we actually are complying with Kyoto, aren't we?
Well, we sure are.
We're 1990, even though we've grown 15 years, our economy has tripled, and we are now complying with Kyoto.
And we're the only nation that's
the
complying.
Only one.
So, I mean, it's a very interesting context that we enter into this new COP21 meeting
in
Paris. It's amazing, and certainly the chamber has submitted testimony to the Senate on this. I was watching the news yesterday, and the misconception that's out there, they showed China with this fog and people wearing this masks, and then they showed India and they showed these other nations in which greenhouse gases are not particulate matter.
Right.
The greenhouse gases are odorless.
They're clear.
You know, you wouldn't. So they didn't show you a picture of a city where you can see blue skies.
Right.
They showed you this big, massive where people would certainly take the particulate matter out of the air. I mean, that has nothing to do with what's going on in Paris, yet they allude to the fact that that's what they're changing.
And I haven't heard any of the climate change proponents give any credit to the report I gave you in the beginning of the segment.
No.
I heard one of them say, you know, wow, look what we've done. I mean, when you think about that, Giovanni, in 1990, our economy was $6 trillion. Today it's $17 trillion. 25 years later, and we've tripled our economy, and yet we're now doing it at the carbon footprint of $6 trillion. Now, why wouldn't that be something we should all be proud of? I don't understand. That's the part I don't understand myself, Giovanni.
I don't know. And what we're doing in Paris is we're making long-range numeric goals mm-hmm. on assumptions that about technology development and diffusion that may or may not be able to be predicted. Who would know? Let's go. You know, people. You know, you go back in 2000 or 1990 and look at the. Technology, and who would ever think that technology would be so advanced as it is today,
right.
or not? We're making assumptions that technology will be able to handle this, and I'm not quite sure that anytime that the government makes assumptions that they end up being correct.
Well, and there's another thing that I think it should be said, Giovanni, that the reason we've accomplished this carbon level of our carbon footprint now is there are three things. Government regulations, innovation, and our own self-interest. Giovanni, if I can upgrade to better technology that uses less energy, that costs me less utility bills, then why not? So those three things together have been, we've worked together. We've literally, the government, the smart people, and the merchants, right? We've worked together to do this.
Free enterprise.
Right.
Free enterprise, and it's driven the economy, it's driven innovation, it's driven change, it's
yep.
driven...
But you won't hear any of that, I'm afraid, in Paris, and that's what I'm worried about. The good news, I think, Giovanni, is that whatever happens over there from America's standpoint, it's not a treaty, and it should be able to be reversed by the next president. That's the good news. Tintil, we're going to talk about presidential politics with Giovanni Cortolo. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.